Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss the best practices for DNS structure design. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started. So, when working with the domain name system for Active Directory, there's several key components to be aware of regarding client configuration, server configuration, and monitoring. Another aspect that should not be overlooked, however, is involves DNS structure and design. When designing the DNS structure, you need to keep in mind certain principles and practices that will affect the overall name resolution performance in the network. Now, DNS structures that are patched together or not well thought out will work, but they have pockets of failure that affect the Active Directory performance. That is why adherence to best practices in the DNS structure is extremely important in creating an efficient and productive Active Directory. So, the first thing that we have to do is we need to know the basics. The basic principles, and here are the main points to keep in mind when designing a DNS structure. In my experience, the method of having each DNS server pointing to itself causes more problems than Active Directory replication issues. That is why I agree with the recommendation that has all DNS servers pointing to a single name server for preferred DNS. I recall one admin about a SMS issue and the process of troubleshooting, I noticed that the DNS servers were pointed to themselves for DNS. After a long discussion, I finally convinced him to have the DNS servers point to a single primary. And he called me back the following day and reported that his clients had never had better name resolution performance. I've seen that scenario many times, and even today, as a general rule, I always recommend pointing all DNS servers to a single primary as a preferred DNS server. Use Active Directory integrated zones. This is a great implementation of a domain name system, and it's obviously on Microsoft's best practice list. And its advantages include each domain should have its own DNS delegation and a parent child domain environment. There should be an authoritative name server in each child domain. All clients, workstation servers, DCs in that domain should point to this name server for the DNS. To make this work, you must create a delegation for the child domain and the root domain, add the IP addresses of all the DNS servers in the child domain to that delegation. In addition, in the child domain's name server, they must forward back to the parent's DNS server. You can find principles of forwarding and delegation in any good DNS book or go to Microsoft's DNS white paper. I've also often found that it's only partially implemented. And here's an example. The delegation record is created, but the admin forgets to forward back to the root domain. It's amazing how long this situation can exist without raising any flags. In fact, I've seen cases that they start adding secondary zones and other tricks to patch it together, and sometimes they simply live with it. Here are the benefits of configuring each domain to have its own domain name system delegation. So we delegate the underscore MSDCS zone in the multiple domain environment. What this does is this zone holds the important records, such as the CNAME, which is the alias used for Active Directory replication, the global catalog records. In a multi-domain forest, these two records types only exist in the underscore MSDCS zone that's in the forest root domain. Other domains, even if they are not child domains of the forest root, do not contain these records. What this means is that the DCs for any other domain in the forest must go back to the name server and the forest root domain to resolve the CNAME records for replication. Same goes for the clients looking for a global catalog for authentication, Outlook global address list lookups, etc. for Exchange. If they can't get to those name servers, then it all breaks. So by delegating the zone root zones underscore MSDCS zone to the child domain's name server, we'll put the global catalog and the CNAME records closer to the requester, and what this will do is increase the efficiency of the name resolution. Another one, name servers in the remote sites. Now with this one, this is a tricky one. As I noted previously, many environments make each DC a DNS for Active Directory integrated zones and make sure that there is a name server in each site. And a site that don't have a DC, you can install a DNS on a member server and make a secondary copy of the zone. Now, a secondary copy is a read-only. That said, there are large Active Directory forests that use very few DNS servers. Hewlett Packard, for example, has a root domain, hp.com, and three child domains, America, EMEA, and Asia Pacific. They have delegated the zones for the child domains from the root. For each of these geographical zones, there are only about three DNS name servers, not one per site, not one per DC. Of course, this depends very much on the network infrastructure. You don't want to do this if you have poorly connected or unreliable network links. However, you could use three name servers for the general population, then add the name servers in those poorly connected sites as needed. It's also important to review your DNS structure. In times of change and growth, mistakes can be made, often unknowingly, usually using the DC Diag tool. This is one of the things that we can use to get a good quick health check and reviewing event logs for DNS related errors via MOM or SCOM 2007 or other tools is also helpful. However, I highly recommend a high level review of the DNS structure by comparing it to the best practices, proactively ensure the Active Directory is running smoothly, because DNS is the backbone of our Active Directory. If it's not working correctly, then our Active Directory is not going to be working correctly. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts, just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.